Hello everyone, welcome to Morning English. This is Blair.
Hi guys, 欢迎大家收听早安英文 This is Summer.
节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字就可以参与我们的抽奖福利啦。
这些奖品啊，都是我们为大家精心挑选的，是非常适合学习英语的材料，而且你花钱也很难买到。大家坚持读完一本原版书、杂志或者用好我们的周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。
So, Summer, what's new?
What's new? Well, I just adopted a kitten. That can be considered something new. I bought a new jacket. And what takes you so long to notice my new haircut?
Whoa, hold on a sec. I didn't see that coming. 就简简单单打个招呼，你怎么还激动上了啊？ But your hair looks great though.
Thank you. 不过你发现没有啊？像很多同学回答 what's new 这个问题的时候呢，其实都会犯一个我刚刚那样的错误。
嗯，我们 Summer 老师就给大家非常好的演示了标准的错误回答啊。我们继续来看一下 what's new 这个表达。
What's new? New 这个单词大家一定不陌生，它就表示新的、崭新的，是个形容词。Like a new book, 一本新书。A new shirt, 一件新 T 恤。
Yeah, so some of you may take it for granted that what's new means did you buy anything new?
对，那其实不是啊 What's new? 它实际上呢就是一句语气非常友好的问候语，就相当于 What's up? What's happening?
That's right. It's just a friendly greeting. 跟别人打招呼的时候使用的啊。最近怎么样啊？最近在忙什么呀？就像我们中文说的，哎，你吃饭了吗？其实并不是真的 care 你吃饭没有啊。
是的。所以那像我们回答这个 what's new 其实也很简单 You can just simply say nothing much or nothing really 没忙什么哎，老样子吧
Exactly 哎，那其实英语当中跟 new 相关的表达还是蛮多的、哦、
Yeah So today let's take a look at those phrases
嗯，我们今天的所有内容呢也都整理成了文字版的笔记欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记Okay, so the first one I can think of is turn over a new leaf.
Yes, this is a good one. To turn over a new leaf. Turn over, 它表示翻转、翻过去。New leaf, 这个两个单词意思是新的树叶。是不是就有同学会翻译成翻过去一片新的树叶？
那肯定是不对的啊。A new leaf here means a page of a new book.是指书的一页 So turn over a new leaf means to change one's behavior, usually in a positive way to make a fresh start.
对，中文翻译啊，就是说一个人重新开始，改过自新，洗心革面。那肯定是之前做了一些错误的事情，或者态度比较消极。后来呢，终于想通了，决定重新开始。
Exactly. So let's take a look at a few examples.That boy decided to turn over a new leaf and study harder in the new semester. 那个男孩呀、啊、决定新学期要洗心革面用功读书。
Or they decided to forgive and forget and turn over a new leaf to try to rebuild the relationship. 他们决定冰释前嫌重新维系这段关系。
Right. 那这个表达呢我们还需要注意的是 leaf, 叶子这个单词的发音。很多同学呢长元音 e 和短元音。耶分不清楚那这里呢 EA 字母组合我们发长元音 E
不要和这个单词弄混了啊生活 Live L-I-V-E Live 中间的字母呢 I 它发的是短元音 Live
Right Leave and live 不要搞错了
That's right So Blair Have you ever thought about changing your career?
Like what
Like a beauty blogger, 像美妆博主啊。
Well, I do enjoy watching all these videos and makeup stuff, but being a beauty blogger is a whole new ballgame. I don't think I am capable of doing that. 就还是安安心心做老师吧。
哎，我们其实都很相信你啊。毕竟呢，你凭一己之力带动了我们整个部门的化妆品销量。你的带货能力还是可以的。
Maybe I will think about that.
Go for it. 不过刚刚贝贝其实提到一个表达啊 ,a whole new ball game. Ball game 在美式英语中呢一般表示棒球比赛。 A whole new ball game. 它可不是指一场全新的棒球比赛。
Yeah, something or situation that is very different too, and often more difficult or complicated than something else. 中文就可以翻译为一个全新的局面，或者说截然不同的东西。
Yes, for example, I go jogging every weekend, but running a marathon is a whole new ball game.我每个周末都跑步，但是呢，你去跑马拉松啊，这就完全不一样了。
Yes. Or some people may be good at speaking English in terms of day-to-day conversation, but working as a professional translator is a whole new ball game. 有些人啊，可能日常交流英语说的还不错，但是要做一名专业的翻译，那就是截然不同的事情了。
Right. A whole new ball game. Okay, so Blair, do you know we have a new colleague on board today?
Really? Didn't know that. 是我们部门的吗?
Yes, and she'll be in charge of the editing job.
Okay, cool. 那我们知道新员工入职啊，大家最常见的表达就是 a new colleague. 那今天我们来学习一个新的表达 a new kid on the block.
Yes, this is also a good one. Block, B-L-O-C-K, 表示街区、街道。它的字面意思是街区新来了一个孩子、其实引申为就是初来乍到的人
Yes, if someone is a new kid on the block, they're a new member of a group or have just come to a new place. For example, as I am the new kid on the block, I know that I will have to work hard to prove myself. 因为我是一个新人嘛，所以我知道我必须要努力工作来证明自己
Yes.Or Blair isn't the new kid on the block anymore. She has worked here for a year already. 贝贝再也不是菜鸟了啊，已经在这里任职一年了。
Thank you very much.
And a new kid on the block can also be used to mean something. If something is a new kid on the block, it's new and has not been used much yet.
对，那这个表达呢，也可以用来形容东西啊。如果我们要是说什么东西是 a new kid on the block, 就表示这个东西啊比较新，它是一个新鲜玩意儿，新生事物。
Yes, for example, many years ago, computer was still a new kid on the block. 很多年前呢，电脑还是个新鲜玩意儿。
没错，哎，那还有一个表达跟这个意思还蛮像的，哎，a new broom 也是指新入职的人。
没错，不过这个表达可不是随随便便的一个入职者。It means a new manager of a company or organization who has been hired specifically to make changes and improvement.
对，也是新入职的，但是指的呢是新入职的经理 manager 或者领导 leader， 就是我们说的新官。新官上任三把火的那个新官啊。
哎，你还别说啊，这个表达的出处还真就是这个意思。它完整版呢是 a new broom sweeps clean。Broom, 它其实指的是扫把 Sweep 是动词表示扫地的这个扫所以这句话的原意是说新的扫把扫得会更干净一些
对那衍生的意义呢就是说新官上任三把火啊一般新上任的领导都会做一些大动作嘛就可以表示这个意思所以后来呢就用 a new broom 来表示新官的意思
That's right Let's take a look at an examplesAfter 2 years of falling profits, a new broom was hired to make budget cuts and improve the corporate culture. 在利润连续两年下滑后啊，公司聘请了一位新经理来削减预算，并且改善公司文化。
That's right. So today we've learned different new phrases. 今天我们就学习了跟 new 相关的一系列表达啊。详细内容呢，都在我们的笔记里哦。
大家有任何的问题，欢迎随时给我们留言呀。最后再提醒大家一下，今天的所有内容都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“加油”两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
So thank you so much for listening. This is Blair.
This is Summer. See you next time.
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。